家庭小组团契的推动。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study this topic about fellowship. 啊，
我想这个原则呢，就是从圣经的真理来的。
I think the principle behind this comes from the biblical truth.
当然，我们在推动的时候，方法可能会稍微不一样。
When we promote this, our methods may be different.
但是这些原则啊，应该要把握住。
But these principles should be maintained.
因为这是圣经的真理。
Because these are the truth of the Bible.
比如说我们刚刚提到团契的四个内涵。
For example, earlier we mentioned the four contents in a fellowship.
内涵要怎么样活用在生活上面？
How do we apply these to our daily lives?
首先呢，我们谈到团契的第一个内涵就是联谊。
First is to have fellowship.
那这个联谊呢，根据主耶稣所说的话。
Fellowship is based on what Jesus said.
在马可福音第三章三十五节。
In Mark chapter 3 verse 35.
这段圣经说，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
The Lord said, whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother.
这是主耶稣的教导。
This is a teaching of the Lord.
从这里让我们有这样的一个信心。
From here we have this faith.
在我们中国人啊，有一个理想就是世界和平。
For our Chinese, we wish to have peace on in the world.
也就是四海一家。
That everybody is likened to one big family.
那么主耶稣所说的，我们只要遵循神的旨意。
Our Lord Jesus says that as long as we do the will of God.
神的旨意在这本圣经的真理里面。
The will of God is written in this book of truth.
照神的话去做。
If you do His will.
那么这些人就是我的弟兄、我的姐妹、我的母亲了。
Then these people will be my brother, my sister, and my mother.
也就是说，我们能够建立一个属灵的一种的感情。
This means that we can establish a spiritual family.
那么这感情怎么建立呢
？How do we establish this closeness?
神的旨意就是要我们成为一体。
The will of God is for us to become one body.
那一体呢，就是要借着认识、沟通、关怀，达到深交的地步。
We have to know each other, communicate with each other in order to get to know another well.
所以我们要如何让大家建立属灵的亲情呢
？So how do we establish the spiritual family or closeness?
就是要增进彼此的认识。
One is to make sure that we know each other.
那这个就是从认识对方的名字开始做起。
This starts from knowing the other party's name.
纽西兰有一位李执事。
There is a Deacon Lee in New Zealand.
他在奥克兰呢经营呢。一家咖啡店。
He has a cafe in Auckland.
是在一个 mall 里面呢。
This cafe is in a mall.
那个区域很多很多的这个卖这个饮食的。
In that particular area, there are many restaurants.
其中有一家麦当劳很有名的，也被他挤垮了。
There was even a McDonald's that went out of business because of this deacon.
只有我们只是这一家生意最好。
And our deacon's business is the one that's most
prosperous. 有一天，我好奇问这个执事娘。
One day, I was curious, so I asked the deacon's wife.
你这个咖啡店怎么经营那么成功啊
？Why are you so successful in managing your cafe？
当然，她跟我讲是主耶稣的祝福了。
Of course, she said this is a blessing of the Lord.
但是她又讲了一点。
Then she went on to say one more thing.
当客人来向她买咖啡的时候
，She said when my customers walk in through the door to buy a cup of coffee，
她都很有礼貌地问她说：“请问你贵姓大名？”
And she will very courteously ask for their name.
那她就把它记起来。
And she remember them.
第二次这个客人来向她买东西的时候
，The second time this customer walks through the door，
她能够叫出她的名字来。
She was able to name them.
这客人觉得很惊讶。
And the customers would be surprised.
这个老板很看重我。
They would think that the manager of this cafe really treasured my business.
聊起天来了。
So they would have a conversation.
结果无形当中就建立了这个友谊。
And slowly friendship developed.
所以我们这李执事他们的店啊，朋友就很多了。
So Deacon Lee has a lot of friends through his business.
这就是他们成功的秘诀。
This is the secret of their success.
我想在教会里面也是一样。
I think the same principle applies.
八年前我来到我们温哥华教会。
8 years ago I came to Vancouver.
那时候大概住了一个月。
I was here for about a month.
那时候我们在这边举办神学训练班。
At that time, we have theological training here in Vancouver.
当我踏入温哥华教会的时候
，When I stepped into Vancouver Church,
看到那么多弟兄姐妹热心啊，来追求真理。
I see there's so many brothers and sisters who are fervent to pursue for the truth.
可是我可以说是大部分的人我不认识。
But I can say that I do not know most of them.
真的见面只是点头一下。
And indeed, it's true that when we see each other, we nod our heads.
名字我也叫不出来啊。
Because I couldn't name them.
可是很凑巧。
But strangely enough,
就在我们这个餐厅。
Just in this particular restaurant.
那时候贴满了很多的照片。
In the basement, there are many pictures.
是各个家庭的照片。
Pictures of each household.
不但照片贴出来。
Not only the pictures are posted.
下面都写上了名字。
There were even captions of the names.
对得很好。
It's wonderful.
这旁边的这个什么名字
？And whoever stands on the side
中间的这什么名字
？The one who stands in the middle has a name.
写得很清楚的。
And everything is very clear.
我有时间就赶快去看一看，把它名字记起来。
When I had time, I would often go and take a look at the pictures and match
the names. 然后找个机会去看看这个弟兄姐妹叫什么名字。
And then find out the time to look up the names of these people.
当我叫对了他们名字的时候
，When I was able to call out their names,
弟兄姐妹觉得很惊讶。
Brothers and sisters were surprised.
也觉得很亲切。
And they feel very close.
那时候我想大概是一个礼拜的时间了。
I believe that took about a week.
就把那些弟兄姐妹的名字都记起来了。
And I was able to remember the names in 1 week.
名字叫得出来，彼此的距离就拉近了。
When I was able to call out their names, our relationship became one step closer.
我想在教里头就是这样子。
I think this is the way it should be in the church.
我们如何来过这样一个美好属灵的这个生活？
How do we have a good spiritual life?
就是从记对方的名字开始。
It starts from knowing the other person's name.
每一个人都是很重视自己。
Every one of us place emphasis on ourselves.
所以有人叫我们名字的时候，我们会觉得很惊讶。
So when someone calls out our names, we'll be surprised.
昨天我跟 Tong Lin 见面的时候，我就叫出他的名字。
Yesterday when I met Brother Tong Lin, I was able to call him out by his name.
林弟兄已经很惊讶，说八年了，你还记得我、啊、
？Brother Lin was surprised. He said, "It's been 8 years. You still remember me?"
我们就觉得很亲切，有话讲。
And we feel very close, and therefore we are able to carry on a conversation.
所以在教会里面
，So in the church,
的确，温哥华教会已经200多人的信徒。
It is true that our church has grown to over 200 members.
那我们在这方面，我们要来努力。
And in this particular area, we need to put in some efforts.
我们会感受到，我们温哥华教会真的是我们自己的家。
Because we have to truly feel that the Vancouver Church is our family.
属灵的感情就是这样建立起来。
This is how we set up our spiritual relationship.
然后制造认识的机会。
And then we come up with opportunities to know one another.
我在带领团契的时候
，When I was leading fellowships,
我就请小组长
I would ask each group leader.
你们要在3个月里面呢、啊。
I said to them, in 3 months,
让你们这一组里头的每一个家庭都要认识。
You must know each member of your group.
方法你们自己定。
You are free to set your own method.
你们自己去祷告。
You can pray.
求神给你们智慧。
And ask for God's wisdom.
哎，这些小组长很用心。
And these group leaders indeed has put in much effort.
他们就是有时候安排一个茶点的时间。
They sometimes will set aside a time for tea or afternoon tea.
有时候到哪一个信徒家聚个餐。
Or sometimes they would go to a certain member's house for a meal.
先了解每一个家庭的自己的信仰背景。
They have to understand the background of each family first.
很快的，每一个家庭啊就互相认识。
And very soon, all the families in that group knows one another.
像我们温哥华教会也有这个茶点的时间。
We Vancouver Church we have arranged time for tea.
其实我们在喝茶的时候。
Indeed, when we are having our tea or coffee,
我们一定要注意啊，不要只是跟我们熟悉的人啊在那边聊天。
We should not carry on conversation with people we are familiar with.
我们要有这样的挑战。
We must face a certain challenge.
哪些信徒我还不认识他
？We must ask ourselves which one among us
I do not know. 我就主动去接近他。
Then I should take the initiative to go to know him.
那么来认识对方。
To know one another.
假如我们有这个家庭小组团契的组织的话
，If we have this group of family services，
通常这小组长也很用心去做这个事情。
Usually the group leader would pay much emphasis on this
particular work。因为有时候在喝茶的时候，难免呐、啊，有些人比较内向。
Because there are some people who tend to be shy。
他就躲在角落在那边喝茶。
They will be sitting in a corner drinking tea by themselves。
那其实那么多人在那边喝茶。
But in fact, there's so many people。
往往就会忽略啊这样的人。
And yet we tend to often overlook these shy people.
你想想看，一个比较内向的人啊。
If a person was shy,
每次来喝茶，就是他一个人在旁边喝茶。
And they were the only ones enjoying the tea by themselves.
你看，喝到最后他也很孤单了。
At the end, he would feel very lonely.
他可能到最后他不来喝了。
Or perhaps he won't even bother to come and have tea anymore.
可能就无形中就消失掉了。
And he would slowly slip away.
有一对夫妇啊。
There was a couple.
那因为太太这个身体不是很好。
The wife is not very healthy.
那这个先生当然体谅太太。
And of course, the husband would tend to be close to the wife.
聚会就把太太拉着赶快回家了。
And after service, he would immediately bring his wife home to rest.
那个小组长就看到，哎，这是我们这一组的。
And when the group leader saw that this couple belongs to our group,
这对夫妇一聚完会就跑掉了。
Why is it that each time after the service they would leave?
他们小组就彼此商量。
And so within this group, they discussed.
我们要如何让这一对夫妇知道我们很喜欢他们，很关心他们。
They discuss among themselves that should we let this couple know that we like them and we want them to join us.
也希望他们能够来认识我们。
And we would like them to get to know us too.
他们就真的这样去做。
And indeed, they have carried out their plan.
想不到这一对很内向的这个夫妇啊。
And unexpectedly, this couple who were shy.
被接纳了。
They were being accepted.
最后这位弟兄呢，后来也当了小组长。
And finally, this brother later on also became a group leader.
所以在教会里头啊。
So in the church.
因为我们有这样的团体组织。
Because we have such an organization.
任何一个软弱的人都跑不掉。
Not a single one who is weak will or should slip away.
都会被发现到。
They will be found.
所以任何一个人都会感觉到教会很温暖。
And each and every one of us must feel that there is warmth in the church.
即使在卑微的人啊，也不会被忽略掉。
No matter how meek a person is, they will not be overlooked.
所以我们教会就是要不断地来制造机会。
So our church should constantly create opportunities.
而这个工作把它分散到小组里面。
And this work should be passed on to smaller groups.
等小组彼此认识之后。
When these smaller groups get to know one another well,
以后就有机会在彼此各组能够互相认识。
Then they will have more opportunities to get to know people of other groups.
到最后自然而然啊，会重视灵里的分享了。
And finally, in the end, everybody will be close in the spirit.
有一天礼拜天，我去找一位信徒。
There was one Sunday I went to visit a member.
他到他家的时候，看到哎，里面怎么那么多人？我以为是在聚会了。
And I saw there are so many people in his house. I was wondering whether they were having a service.
说传道不是啊，我们啊有空我们就聚在一起再来聊聊天。
He said that's not the case, preacher. And when we have the time, we will tend to get together to have to carry on casual conversation.
后来我就进去了。
When I went in,
然后再继续跟他们聊。
And I had time to chat with them.
他们竟然会注意到很多的事情。
They actually noticed a lot of things.
哎呀，最近灵恩布道会快到了。
They would say that spiritual convocation is coming up soon.
哪几个慕道者，我们要怎么去关心他们
？We should probably pay attention to a few of the truth seekers.
我们那个公用的圣经啊。
And the Bibles that we have in the church.
有几本是破了。
A few of them are in pretty poor condition.
我们几个人出点钱买新的圣经，把旧的换下来。
We should probably donate some money to buy new ones and
throw old ones away. 他们彼此所谈论的。
These are some of the topics of the conversation. And their conversation edified everyone.
这个就是马拉基书里头所说的。
This is what it said in the book of Malachi.
旧约圣经最后一卷。
The last book in the Old Testament.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，而且有纪念册在他们面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。这里说敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。
Here says that those who fear the Lord spoke with one another.
天上的神啊，都很认真在听。
And the Lord in heaven will listen to them.
并且把他们记在纪念册上面。
And will record the names in the book of remembrance.
所以到最后，我们信徒就很乐意彼此来往。
So in the end, our members would like to gather with one another.
以后你真的不会觉得很孤单。
Because you will not feel lonely.
有假期的时候。
When there is a holiday.
我们交一个好朋友。
We would gather a few close friends.
今天到我们家坐一坐吧。
Come over to my house for a gathering.
我们一起去郊游吧。
Or let's go out for a hike together.
弟兄姐妹的相处啊。对我们灵性帮助很大。
The gathering of brothers and sisters can actually help our spirituality.
以前啊，有一些弟兄姐妹也参加外面的社团。
There are a few brothers and sisters who used to attend social clubs.
比如说什么狮子会啦。
For example, the Lions Club.
还有什么青商会啦，等等这些团体。
Or Chamber of Commerce, etc.
但是慢慢的呢， 他们觉得说教会的团体啊真的更好。
But gradually they realize that the memberships or the group, the fellowships in the church is much better.
以这个属灵团体团契为重。
So it is our spiritual fellowship that is more important.
甚至他会把外面的朋友把他拉进来。
And they would also ask the friends to come to church.
因为我们是用真理为基础彼此的来往。
Because we interact based on the truth.
没有世上利害关系啊。
There is no profit or gain.
是最真诚的。
We only face the truth.
外面有朋友有什么困难，来，我们这里有好朋友会互相帮助。
So if anybody had any problem, they can always get them to the church and to help them out.
所以我们的属灵的亲情不是建立在物质金钱上面。
Our spiritual closeness is not built on material wealth.
而是建立在真理的上面。
Rather, it is built on the truth.
所以这个属灵感情的建立。
So when we establish a spiritual closeness,
我们就托付这小组长，你三个月内把它完成。
It is done through these small group leaders, and they are to be accomplished in 3 months.
真的能够在短短的时间里头啊，能够做到这一点。
And indeed, it is true that they can do it or do so within a short time.
这个就让弟兄姐妹感受到，真的教会像我的家。
And indeed, brothers and sisters can feel that the church is like my home.
那当然，这个属灵的团契啊，进一步就要建立在真理上面了。
And next step is to have the spiritual fellowship be built on the truth.
所以团契第二个意义就是灵修。
The first, the second meaning of this, the second purpose of these fellowships is spiritual cultivation. So when leading a fellowship, we should ask ourselves, did we elevate the spirituality of our members?
那么圣经里头也这样告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
十八章，请看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
我要告诉你们，若是在你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。二十节。
20.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人来，奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。这是主耶稣说的。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，我们有两三个人奉主的名聚会。
Lord Jesus said, if two or more of us are gathered together in the name of the Lord,
主就在我们中间了。
Then our Father in heaven will be among us.
那我们的灵性啊，自然而然就成长了。
And our spirituality will improve.
假如说我们灵性没有成长，
if our spirituality has not improved,
我们虽然一直鼓励说我们要传福音，传福音，
even though we kept saying that we have to preach the gospel,
有些人走不出去。
But we cannot take the first step
out. 你看我们的教会啊，福音的资料很多。
We have a lot of materials on preaching the gospel.
录音带。
We have cassette tapes. We have video tapes.
有很好的杂志。
We have magazines or publications.
有那么多的资源。
So many resources.
谁来送出去呢？
But who is there to distribute them?
假如我们灵命啊没有成长。
If we have not grown in our spirituality.
怎么能够送出这些的美好的资源呢？
How could we distribute such good resources?
所以这个团契第二个意义就是要让我们灵性成长。
So the second purpose of having fellowship is to improve your spirituality.
灵命成长的要诀就是推动这个家庭小组的查经。
And one of the secrets to having done that is to promote Bible studies in the family services.
就是我们这一组里头我们都有一这个查经的聚会。
That in this group we have Bible study.
这个查经呢是一种集体的学习。
Bible study is group learning.
有时候我们鼓励信徒说，我们每天要读圣经哦。
Sometimes we encourage our members by saying that we should read the Bible every day.
这本来是我们应该做的。
This is our duty.
可是有些人真的是读不会。
But there are people who just couldn't do it.
这个时候可以透过这个查经来学习。
So at this point, we can learn to study Bible through Bible study classes.
容易知道说啊，别人是怎么读的。
So that we can understand how other people read the Bible.
自己读圣经就有了把握。
So that when we ourselves read the Bible, we know how to do it.
第二个呢
？Second.
这个领受的效果较好。
The efficacy of receiving the truth is much better.
单向式的听到啊，效果不大。
Unidirectional receiving, the effect is not great.
但是有时候必要的时候，像今天我们就是单向式的聚会。
But there is a necessity for unidirectional studies.
所以我们另外应该要有这种查经的聚会。
So besides that, we must also have a Bible study group.
我们常听人家说，给他鱼吃，不如教他怎么捕鱼啊。
We often says that rather than giving a person food, we might as well teach them how to work, earn a living.
所以对话式的查经啊，才能够带来最好的果效。
So bi-directional, Bible study is actually brings more effect.
所以主耶稣十二岁的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was 12,
他到圣殿里头
，He went into the holy temple.
他就是一面听，那一面问。
He would question, he would listen and question at the same time.
所以我们教会要重视这种的小组的查经。
So our church must place emphasis on such
a group Bible study. 我们通常称作家庭聚会。
We usually call this family service.
家庭聚会能够用小组查经方式来进行的话
，If we can promote family service as a small Bible study group,
真的能够带动啊我们信徒啊对于真理的认识。
And indeed, it is true that we can improve a members' understanding of the Bible.
小组查经成功的三个要点。
There are three important secrets to having a successful Bible study group.
第一个就是说要让这个信仰生活化。
First is to bring our faith into our daily life.
所以怎么信仰生活化呢
？How do we do that？
啊，比如说我们读到一段经文。
For example, when we come to a certain scripture.
首先要找里头有什么教训
？First, we must find out what is the teaching behind it.
然后再来应用在生活上。
And then we try to apply it to our daily life.
这个明天呢、啊，我可能会用一节的时间来讲这个事情。
I might explain this, expound on this tomorrow.
要查经之前
，Before we study the Bible,
教会最好提供查经的题目。
It is better that the church provides some questions on these Bible study.
当然，有些传道人会列了一些大纲。
There are some preachers who would give out an overview of the scriptures.
但是如果能够再提出题目的话
，But if you can also bring out some questions,
在查考的时候就有重点了。
So that there will be some themes in your study.
我们举一个例子来说
，Let us take an example.
比如说我们今天查经是进度是在马太五章三十八节到四十八节。
For example, if today we are studying the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 38 to 45.
那这个时候我们呢要提出两个题目。
So at this point, we are going to have two topics, or two questions.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew, chapter 5.
三十八节到四十八节。
Verse 38 to 48.
这刚好一段经文。
It is one big paragraph.
但是在家庭聚会，不可能说每一节都解释。
In a family service, we couldn't explain this verse by verse.
那我们来抓住一个重点的这个经文。
So we should pick out the main theme in this scripture.
容易被误解的经文。
Or certain verses that can be easily misinterpreted.
比如说三十九节。
For example, verse 39.
这里说，只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来给他打。
Verse 9 says, But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
我们首先要问这一节经文什么意思啊
？The first thing we must ask is, what is the meaning behind this?
这叫做解释性的问题。
This is for an explanatory topic.
解释性的问题可以用两个方法来问。
There are two ways that we can ask this question.
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
另外一个问法是为什么要这样说呢
？Next is why do we do that? Why do we say that?
为什么说人家打了我右脸，我还要跟他讲，来，那左脸也要再打一下？
Why do we say that when somebody strikes you on the right cheek, you should turn your other cheek to him also?
主耶稣真的要我们这样做吗
？Does Jesus really want us to do this?
有很多人不能够了解。
Many people couldn't understand it.
哪里有人说被打了一个耳光，还说、这边再打一下吧
？So how can anybody say that once you slap on my right cheek, I'll turn around and let you slap on my left cheek?
那要问说这是什么意思
？So we must ask, what does this mean?
我们看上下文就可以知道。
Let us take a look at the context before and after.
因为三十九节那里说
，Verse 39 says，
不要跟恶人作对。
Do not resist one who is evil.
以前的话是说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
A saying used to be an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
现在不要。
But do not do that.
人家打你一拳呢、
？If somebody strikes you，
你不要再还手了。
Do not retaliate.
哇，那这是很不简单的。
This is indeed hard to do.
这要非常的有那种的。修养跟忍耐
You must have the endurance and the patience.
不但如此啊
Not just that.
主耶稣又怎么说呢
What else did Lord Jesus say?
在四十三节
In verse 43.
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。这里是说，不但要爱仇敌，还为他们祷告。
Here says we not only should love our enemies, but we must also pray for them.
你想想看。
Think about it.
被打了一个巴掌，已经没有还手，已经 算不错了。
You have been just been strike on the right cheek.
现在左脸要再给他打一下。
You didn't retaliate, but now you are supposed to turn your left cheek and let him strike also.
这就如四十四节所说的了。
As in verse 44 it says,
我们不但没有还手，说还要爱仇敌，为他为逼迫你的祷告。
We did not retaliate, yet we must also love our enemies and pray for them.
这就是如同啊。另外一边被打一样。
This is likened to having your left cheek being struck also.
这实在是非常的不简单。
This is indeed very difficult to do.
所以主耶稣啊，他就实践了他的教训。
So our Lord Jesus has indeed applied this in his life.
请看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章这里描述耶稣被打的时候。
John chapter 18 describes when Jesus was whipped.
请看。二十二节
That's read verse 22.
耶稣说了这话，旁边站着的一个差役用 手掌打他说，你这样回答大祭司吗？二十三节，耶稣说，我若说的不是，你可以指证，那不是，我若说的是，你为什么打我呢？你看主耶稣据理力争呢。
Here Jesus was defending himself.
有一个差役打了主耶稣。
And an officer stood beside him and struck him.
主耶稣说，我若说的不是，你可以指证呢。
And Lord Jesus said, if I have spoken wrongly, then you can correct me.
你为什么打我呢?
But if I have spoken rightly, why have you struck me?
说来吧，你打我这边，那这边再打一次。
But Lord Jesus didn't say, you have struck me on one side, now it's the other side.
所以主耶稣他没有还手。
But Lord Jesus did not retaliate.
他忍耐下来。
He endured it.
但是这些人是真的很无理，听不懂。
But these people are really unreasonable.
就把主耶稣钉上十字架。
And they crucified him.
你看主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
If you look at when Jesus was crucified,
他怎么表现呢？
What did he do?
你看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”主耶稣真的按照他的教训讲。
Indeed, Jesus has applied his teachings in his life.
他为仇敌祷告。
He prayed for his enemies.
这真的是好像另一边被打一样。
It's just likened to being struck on the other cheek.
他没有埋怨。
He has no complaints.
他为他们祷告。
He prayed for his enemies.
所以我们就可以了解了。
So we understand.
主耶稣讲，打你的右脸，连昨天给转过来给他打的意思就是这样子。
This is what Jesus meant when somebody struck you on the right cheek, you must turn also the other.
好，教训我们知道了。
Now that we understand this
teaching, 就是不要还手。
We must not retaliate.
还要为对方祷告。
We must pray for enemies.
那生活上的应用怎么应用？
So how do we apply it in our lives?
所以我们要提另外一个问题，应用性的问题。
Next question is an application.
我们拿一个个案来讲。
Let us take a case.
比如说有一个信徒他做这样见证。
So let's say a member made this testimony.
有一个姐妹她说了。
A sister once said.
我第一天上班的时候。
The first day on my new job,
遇到同事欺负我,
my co-workers mistreated me.
我忍耐下来,
I took it well.
但是而后的状况没有改善,
but improvement, a situation has not improved.
他一直欺负我, 怎么办呢?
They kept mistreating me. What should I do?
各位想怎么办?
So let us think. What should we do?
举一个更具体的例子。
A more concrete example.
那个姐妹第一天上班的时候,
when the sister went to work on the first day,
坐在她对面那个男士啊, 她的男同事。
The male co-worker who sits right opposite her.
这个身体一躺在椅子，脚就放在桌子上面。
He leaned back on his chair and put his feet on the table.
那个脚是对着那个姐妹。
And his feet was facing our sister.
看到这很不舒服啊。
And when our sister saw this, she felt very uncomfortable.
这个男人怎么那么无理啊？
Why is this man so unreasonable?
既然我第一天上班，他就这样对待我。
Why is he misbehaving himself? And is this the way he will treat me on my first day of job?
吓得我跳起来。
He is putting his feet on the table and it's facing me.
想要跟他吵架了。
She wanted to start a quarrel with him.
想到主耶稣的教训。
But she heard about the teachings of the Lord.
忍耐下来。
She endured it.
不跟他吵。
She did not quarrel with him.
第二天，第三天。
For the second or third day.
还这个男同事还是一样。
Same thing happened.
偶尔就把脚又翘上来了。
Occasionally, he would put his feet up on the table.
他说忍耐了。
Our sister has put up with it.
也为对方祷告。
And of course, she has prayed for him.
后来慢慢的。
Slowly,
跟发现这个男同事啊，有他的优点。
She found that there is indeed something worthy of this male colleague.
大家有话讲啊。
And when they carried out the conversation,
过这段时间以后
，after a few days,
大家感情很熟了。
They knew each other well.
有一天，我们姐妹就跟他讲。
One day, our sister said to him,
你知道 我第一天上班的时候要跟你吵架，你知道吗？
She said, "Do you know that on my first day here, I wanted to quarrel with you?"
不知道啊，你要跟我吵什么？
And the male colleague says, "No, I don't. What is there to quarrel?"
姐妹在把她的感受跟这个男同事讲。
So our sister related her experience to this male colleague.
原来那是男同事的坏习惯。
So in fact, she found out this is one of his bad habits.
所以这男同事一听到这样的事情啊，
So when he heard this,
就觉得很抱歉。
He apologized.
哎呀，我不知道你会有这样的想法。
He said, "I'm sorry. I didn't know you would think like that."
就跟我们姐妹道歉。
So he apologized.
最后呢？
Finally,
把坏习惯改掉。
He corrected his bad habits.
就是化解这个难题。
This ugly situation has been resolved.
像这样的问题啊。
And this kind of problem.
在我们生活当中常常有的。
We constantly face these in our lives.
有时候婆媳之间的也有这样的问题。
Sometimes we have such problems with our in-laws.
做媳妇的来到一个新的环境。
When a daughter-in-law came into a new environment.
彼此习惯很难适应。
They would have to adjust to the new family.
有时候难免会争吵。
And of course, conflicts will arise.
想到主耶稣的教训。
But if you were to recall the teachings of the Lord,
忍耐下。
You feel that you have to endure.
为你的仇敌祷告。
You must pray for your enemy.
自然而然就会有好的结果。
And gradually, you will see that there is some
good results. 所以我们在查经的时候，
So when we study the Bible,
很多人就把他们经验谈讲出来了。
Many people will tend to relate their experience.
在办公室里的经验，
The experience in the office.
在家里的经验，
Their experience at home.
在教会里的见证，
Their experience in the church.
讲得出来，
They would relate them.
大家互相得到造就，
And everyone could be edified.
所以我们这个查经，
So this Bible study,
首先就是要抓住教训是什么。
The first thing we must seize is the teaching.
问说要怎么样活用在生活上。
The teaching behind, the next thing is to apply it in our life.
这个查经成功的第三个要素。
The third secret to the success.
就是事前呢要教导查经的带领人。
That you must train the Bible study leaders before they lead.
通常好像家庭聚会都是传道长子在带领。
It seems that during family services, it is always the ordained ministers who are leading them.
有计划的来教导我们弟兄姐妹。
But in fact, we could systematically teach our brothers and sisters to lead.
所以以前我们家庭聚会就是分了三组。
So in the past, our family service has been divided into three groups.
带领人呢，我们先给他查经的题目。
The Bible study leader, we usually give them topics to study.
大家找一个时间来分享。
Then everyone would find a time that's convenient and
先查考一遍呢。
Share their views.
比如说。礼拜三要查经了。
For example, if we're having the service on Wednesday,
可能我们礼拜六聚完会要大家来分享了。
Then after service on the Sabbath, we would come together and share and study this scripture.
就不会有问题了。
So that on Wednesday, nothing could happen.
弟兄们出去带领查经。
And the members would go out to lead their Bible study group.
就有把握了。
They will then have confidence.
就不必一个人从头到尾自己讲。
They will no longer be the only one speaking out during the service.
因为他心里有数，知道这个答案是什么。
Because they themselves would know the answers to their questions.
所以他会引导信徒来发表意见。
So they would guide the members to provide answers.
然后再给正确的答案。
And then they could give the correct answer.
无形中大家就知道了。
So gradually everybody understands.
要怎么样解释圣经？
This is how we interpret the Bible.
要怎么样应用圣经？
This is how we apply biblical teachings.
当这个大家熟练的时候，
When they have become familiar with this,
你要读圣经就没问题。
Then they won't have any problem reading the Bible themselves.
那么小组查经成功的第三个要点，
The third secret,
就是彼此有良好的互动，
is to promote good interaction among members.
所以我们第一步啊，彼此的感情先建立好。
The first thing is that we must establish good relationship.
有哪一天说啊，我们今天明天要到某某人家去聚会。
If we say tomorrow we're going to so and so's house for family service.
因为我跟他关系很好啊。
Because we are very close.
就很喜欢说好，明天我一定去的。
So we will say yes, I will be there tomorrow.
那我们这每次的查经最后都有代祷啊的事项。
At the end of each Bible study, we would often have a prayer of intercession.
那么下一周来检讨。
So next week we will then examine ourselves.
都会发现了祷告的功效太大。
Then you will see the efficacy of your prayers.
下一周去就有很多见证。
Because the following week you will hear a lot of testimonies.
我们祷告以后，主耶稣怎么样的来带领我？
So after our prayer, this is what the Lord has done for me.
这个就是信仰的生活。
This is a life of faith.
神的恩典这样一点一滴的建立起来。
This is how God's grace has was shown unto you.
那我们的信仰就这样建立在真理上面。
And this is how our faith was built on the truth.
这个是团契的建立。
This is the foundation of a good fellowship.
团结第三个工作。
The third purpose of this fellowship.
就是互相的帮助。
Is to support one another.
我们要实践主耶稣说的一句话。
We must put into practice what the Lord Jesus said.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章四十二节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 42.
无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。这里告诉我们，
Here says,
我们只把一杯凉水、啊、给这个最软弱的人喝。
If we were to give even a cup of cold water to the weakest one,
这小子意思就是软弱的人、啊、
The little one here refers to those who are weak.
我们当他需要一杯 凉水的时候，
Even when we give them a cup of cold water,
我很立即给他喝，马上给他喝
，and give it to him immediately.
他一定非常的感激。
He'll be very grateful.
啊，所以呢，我们教会就是要培养这样的爱的气氛。
And this is how the church should create an atmosphere of love.
在任何的小事上面
，on the littlest, on the smallest matter,
都能够感同身受啊，知道表达我们内心对对方的关怀。
On the smallest matter, we can show our love to the other party.
所以罗马书十二章十五节。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 15.
以喜乐的人要同乐，以哀哭的人要同哭。
It says that we should rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
哎，以哀哭的人同哭，可能我们容易做得到。
It is easy for us to weep with those who weep.
以喜乐的人同乐，可能我们呢、啊，有时候会有那一种，心态就是，哎，这人家他家里的 喜事嘛，哈。
And it is a bit harder to rejoice with those who rejoice because we tend to feel that this is a personal matter.
啊，其实啊，也应该跟他们一起快乐才对。
But in fact, we should share the joy with them.
好，那怎么样在小事上彼此帮助呢
？So how do we help each other in the smallest matter?
第一个，我们就谈到无微不至的爱。
First is an all-encompassing love.
哎，这提醒我们大家呢。应该面常常彼此见面的时候面带微笑。
It simply to remind us that everyone should smile when we see each other.
有人说我们这微笑这个脸呢、啊、是绿灯。
Someone says that our face is like into a green light when we smile.
当人家看到我们的微笑的脸，我们就都很愿意跟我们来交往。
When some people see our smiling face, they are willing to communicate with us.
当我们脸呢、啊、愁眉苦脸。
When one sees sorrow on your face,
没有什么表情,
or there is no emotion on your face,
甚至于那个满脸愤怒啊,
or when they see fury on your face,
这是红灯,
this is like into a red light.
这等于是告诉大家, 你们不要过来啊,
this is like telling people, do not come close.
我现在心情很不好啊,
I'm in a bad mood.
这是红灯,
this is a red light.
只要常常我们保持红灯的话,
if we maintain this red light all the time,
我们就没有朋友了,
you'll find that you have no friends.
我们的脸要常常保持绿灯,
our face must be a green light all the time.
这是对对方的一种表示一种爱,
this is to show your love to others.
就是彼此的一种相爱,
this is to love one another.
有时候呢,
sometimes,
我们就会连细微的事情会考虑到。
We would even think of the smallest matter.
以前就是有信徒跟他的族长讲，哎，我们这一组啊，好多人心受洗啊。
There was once some members said to their small group leader and said that in our group we have many newly baptized members.
我们应该表示我们的一种祝贺之意。
We should show them that we are really happy for them.
我们买圣经赞美诗送他们。
Let us buy some Bible and hymnal books
as a gift
to them.And the group leaders felt that this is a very meaningful gift.
那时候干脆就是让我们来建议教会这样做。
And so they recommend the church do so.
也得到教会的认同。
And the church agreed with them.
所以以后啊，新受洗的我们就送给他圣经赞美诗。
So from then on, newly baptized members will receive a Bible and hymnal book.
这小小的爱啊。
This is a small show of
love. 引起很多教会的认同。
And yet it has and many churches agree with this love.
所以后来很多教会都这样做了。
And later on, many churches do the same.
所以教会让你感觉到真的很温馨。
And one can truly feel the warmth in the church.
在平常啊，我们互相的关怀慰问。
On a casual basis, a daily basis, we could ask one another how we're doing.
表达了这个无微不至的爱。
This is a way to show your love.
再来及时的关心。
Next is a timely care and concern.
信徒在急难的时候。
When a person is in an emergency,
一定要在第一时间呢去关心他们。
We must provide assistance and care immediately.
以前有一个原住民的一个信徒。
In the past, we have a member who is a native.
他在生产以后大量的失血。
When his wife was delivering a child, she bled too much.
医药费很高。
And medical expenses was really expensive. He couldn't afford it.
但是又那么危险。
But his wife was in danger.
怎么办呢？
So what should he, what could he do?
因为他跟他的组长跟他弟兄姐妹相处的都很好。
And he had a very good relationship with his group leader and with the members of his group.
拿起电话来跟他的组长讲。
So he picked up the phone and called his group leader.
看看能不能帮我找 一点钱啊，我以后会还你们。
He says, if possible, can you lend me some money? I will pay you back.
这组长说，你放心，你不用担心了。
So the group leader said to him, be at ease, don't worry.
这一组就彼此商量。
So the members of this group,
怎么样帮助这个弟兄。
Discuss among themselves how they could help this brother.
来募捐呢。
So they said, let us offer some money, donate.
这组长就告诉负责人说，我们现在发起募捐。
And so the group leader told the church and said, we want to raise some funds.
负责人也同意了。
And even the members, board members of church agreed.
在两个小时内。
So within 2 hours.
你们募捐多少不够的，教会来补上去。
You can try to raise the fund in these 2 hours. If there is any that is a shortfall, then the church can give
两个小时内就
the rest.
把他所需要的送到他这个弟兄的手上。
So within 2 hours, they were able to come up with the funds that this brother needed.
这个弟兄真的是非常的感动。
And this brother was very moved.
说这教会没有把我这个出外的人当作外人，是真的把我当作一家人。
And he felt that truly the church had seen me as a member of the family.
那再就是适时的能够满足信徒灵性的需求。
And next is to satisfy the spiritual needs of the members at appropriate time.
因为大家常常在彼此来往。
We often interact with one another.
所以有些小组长在开会的时候就提出这个问题。
So there are some group leaders during the meetings they would raise this question.
有些夫妻不和那怎么办呢？
There are some couples they don't seem to be enjoying their relationship. What should we do?
大家都讨论说我们来办一个特别聚会。
So some say let us have a special service.
就是一个夫妻相处的座谈会。
And a seminar on how couples should interact.
对象限定弟兄。
And the subjects are the it is open to only brothers.
弟兄是一家之主嘛。
Because the brothers are the head of the family.
然后弟兄都来了。
So all the brothers come.
第一节是讨论会。
First is a discussion.
第二节才请我们的长子来证道。
Second session would then be a sermon.
那么座谈会一开始。
When the seminar started.
这个主持这个座谈的弟兄。就开门见山地说了。
The chair of the seminar stood up and said,
这个夫妻难免都会吵架。
Every couple quarrel.
那么吵架的时候，就做丈夫的可以不可以打人啊？
But when a couple quarrel, can the husband strike the wife?
那时候大家静静的没有讲话。
Everybody was quiet.
好，那这个弟兄干脆就问了。
So the brother asked,
这个赞成打太太的举手看看。
Those who agree they should strike their wives, please raise your hand.
他提这个问题我吓了一跳。
When he raised this question, I was surprised.
在调查这个事情。
I was thinking, is he taking a poll on this?
想不到有些弟兄举手了。
And unexpectedly, there are some brothers who raised their hands.
他赞成。
They agree.
不赞成举手。
And he asked, those who disagree, raise their hands.
有些人也举手了。
And there are some who also raised their hands.
那就开始发表。
And so they started to voice out their opinion.
赞成打太太起来讲讲看。
So for those who agree that they can strike their wives, stand up and voice their opinions.
那弟兄就说了。
And the brother said,
说有一天我回家的时候。
This is one day when I went home.
看到我太太跟妈妈吵架了。
I saw my wife quarreling with my mother.
吵得很厉害。
It was a fierce argument.
他也不晓得到底是什么事情。
He didn't know what was the problem.
过了几天以后。
After a few days.
大家心平气和了。
When everyone has calmed down,
他跟他太太讨论那天吵架的事情。
He asked his wife what went on that day.
太太就这么说了。
And the wife said,
再怎么样还是我晚辈的，不可以跟长辈吵架。
Says no matter what, I'm being the younger one. I should not quarrel with my elders.
他就建议他先生了。
So she suggested to her husband,
假如以后有这样的问题
if this problem comes up again,
你看到的话
and you see it,
你就给我打一个巴掌就好了。
Why don't you just strike me on my slap?
你看我太太赞成啊。
So he said, look, even my wife agreed that I should strike her.
那另外一个弟兄就举手了。
Then another brother raised his hand and said,
绝对不可以的。
Says that is not to do. You should never strike your wife.
这个弟兄他是一个理发师傅。
This brother, he is a barber.
他说有一天我跟我太太吵架。
He said one day when I quarrel with my wife.
那我就先去睡觉。
I went to sleep.
我要入睡的时候。
When I was sleeping.
怎么听到 我太太在磨那个剃头刀啊。
I heard my wife was sharpening the knives.
她说：“哎呀，我那一天都睡不着。”
He said that night I couldn't sleep.
哎，说你看看，这样心里安全吗
？He says, look, think about it.
你欺负太太，真的能够得到好处吗
？Can you sleep in peace? When you bully your wife, can you really sleep in peace?
大家讨论以后。
After the discussion.
啊，第二节的讲道。
The second session was sermon.
一位长老就起来讲了。
An elder stood up to say,
有关夫妻的道理。
To deliver a sermon on the art of interaction between couples.
做丈夫的是头啊。
He said, the husband is the head.
太太是身体。
And the wife is a body.
头应该怎么对待身体呢
？How should the head treat the body?
请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章，请看二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, let's read verse 28.
这二十二节，二十三节这里是说，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，这二十三节是这么讲，丈夫是头。
Verse 23 tells us that the husband is the head.
那么二十九节呢
？Verse 29.
我们先看二十八节
Let's read verse 28.
丈夫也应该要照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身体，爱妻子便是爱自己的。二十九节，从来没有恨恶自己的身体，总是保养顾惜，正像基督爱教会一样。这里讲到基督怎么样对待教会。
Here tells us how the church, how Christ handles the church.
做丈夫的也应该要像基督一样。
In the same way, the husband should imitate Christ.
爱自己太太如同爱自己的身体。
If you love your wife, you're like you're loving yourself.
从来没有人会恨恶自己身体的。
No one would ever hate their own body.
比如说我手受伤了。
For example, my hand is wounded.
我绝对不会告诉我自己说把这个手剁断吧。
I would never tell myself, let me chop my hand off.
不会。
I would never say that.
你想办法去照顾她。
You will of course find some ways to
做丈夫的要用这样的观念来爱太太。
To take care of the wounds, and this is how a husband should take care of a wife.
有一对夫妻啊。
There was a couple.
吵架以后好几天不说话。
After they had a fierce quarrel, they didn't talk for a number of days.
这个丈夫就去祷告。
And this husband went to pray.
祷告的时候，心里受感动。
In his prayer, he was moved.
圣经就是这样告诉我们。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
我们丈夫要负责全身体的需要。
That the husband must take care of his own body.
哎呀，这次太太很无理。
And it's true that my wife has been unreasonable.
责任也是我啊。责任也是在我。
But I also have some responsibilities.
平常忽略跟他一起祷告，一起来学习道理。
I often and I usually overlooked the importance of praying with her.
怪我自己。
So I should only blame myself.
所以他就起来了。
So after his prayer, he got up.
去跟他太太道歉。
He went to apologize to his wife.
对不起，这次跟你吵架。
He said, "I'm sorry, I quarrel with you."
他说太太也觉得不好意思。
And the wife felt bad too.
这次吵架是我不好。
So she said, "It's my fault."
哎，那丈夫跟他讲，我们以后。我们真的要一起来祷告。
And so the husband said, starting from now, let us pray together.
一起来定时读圣经。
And let us study the Bible together.
就这样子啊，夫妻感情就建立起来。
And that is how the husband and wife established a relationship.
所以这个长老他讲了很多道理。
And this elder gave many teachings.
感谢主。
And thank God.
从此以后。
From then on.
就很少听到夫妻在吵架了。
We seldom hear of husband and wife quarreling.
而且感情就很好了。
Because everybody has a good relationship.
所以这个就是说，我们在这个。团契的生活当中
，so in this group spirit，
遇到有什么不好的事情啊
？In your fellowship， if you see something that's wrong，
共同来解决这个问题。
Everyone should work together to resolve it。
这就是互相帮助。
This is what we call by assisting one another。
那么大家能够在爱中啊来成长。
And we can all improve in love。
而这个爱啊，能够经得起时间考验。
And this love must be able to withstand the test of time。
有一个姐妹
，There was a sister，
她信主了
，She believed in the Lord，
但是不快乐、啊、
，But she was not happy。
她的那个团契的成员就问她说：“你为什么不快乐、啊、
？”So the members in her group asked her, "Why are you so sad?"、
她说：“你不知道、啊。
”She said, "You don't know."
我丈夫是那个行邪术当乩童的。
My husband is a sorcerer, or a medium.
他一直反对我信仰啊。
He opposed my belief.
所以我很不快乐。
So I'm not happy.
那他们这个团契的成员听到以后说。安慰他了。
So the members of a group began to comfort her.
没问题，没问题。
Rest assured.
这些是交给我们。
Let us handle this.
弟兄们呢就开始讨论了。
So brothers began to discuss.
我们怎么样带领她丈夫
？How should we let guide her husband?
他说我们下班以后啊。
So he said after work.
大家轮流了，谁有时间就一起去。
Let us take turns to visit him.
跟他先生做朋友。
To be a friends with her husband.
真的，这些弟兄轮流啊。
And it is true.
哪一个有空就去跟他弟兄、跟他先生做朋友。
These brothers take turns. Whoever has time, we go and visit her husband.
这样的工作做了大概将近七年。
This work has carried on for 7 years.
这个行邪术的信主了。
This person who practiced sorcery became a member of the church.
这就是爱，是永不疲倦的。
This is what we meant by an endless love.
假如一个人去做的话，
if one person does it,
很容易疲倦。
It, one tires easily.
但是是大家一起来做。
But everybody does it.
今天我们两个有空我们就去好了。
So if two of us have time, let us go.
所以这种爱啊不会疲倦。
This kind of love will never tire one out.
哎，真的是爱是很久忍耐。
Because love is indeed everlasting.
哎，那这个必须要有这样好的团契啊。
But we must have this good fellowship.
哎，谁的有问题我们就去帮助他。
So that we can resolve problems.
好，团契的第四个内涵。
The fourth content.
就是侍奉。
Is to serve.
啊，那么团契的成员呢、啊，如果充满属灵生命力啊，一定能够在侍奉中成长。
If members of this fellowship are lively, they're able to grow.
啊，通常我们看到一些教会啊，那些事工，的那个安排表。
Normally, when we see the work schedule of church,
我常常会去注意看。
I will often take a look.
好多个名字都重复的。
I see a repeat of many names.
就是这些人在做圣工。
These are the person who are serving the Lord.
其他人名字都排不上。
All the other people don't have a chance.
所以在教会会有这样现象。
So you see this kind of phenomenon in a church.
能者多劳，身兼数职。
Those people who are talented or capable, they tend to handle a lot of roles.
少数人侍奉，大多数人闲置在旁。
A small group of people would serve the Lord, and majority of the members have nothing to do.
这个教会怎么会发展呢？
So how does this church grow?
啊，所以我们要来教导大家怎么样学习做主的仆人。
So we should teach everyone how to be a servant of God.
啊，让大家有机会来服侍。
So that everyone has a chance to serve.
啊，那怎么去做？
So how do we do it?
啊，我们早上也讲过人才的培养。
First, this morning we mentioned that we must train members.
其实这个很简单。
It is easily done.
比如说我们要办敬老会。
For example, we have a seniors group.
或是福音茶会。
Or a gospel group.
或是全家福的活动。
Or a family activities.
我们负责也不必很忙。
The people who are administering this doesn't have to tire themselves out.
敬老会这一项啊，请第一组的你们来办。
So for example, for this Seniors Appreciation Day, let us have the first group to handle it.
组长就找他们组里面的那些年轻人啊来策划。
So the leader of Group One or Group A can ask the youth of his group to plan this work.
大家分摊。
And everyone share in their work.
敬老会前做哪些工作？
So prior to this event, who should do what?
要做什么工作？
And during the event, there are some what work needs to be done.
敬老会后还有什么工作？
And after the event, what are some of the work
that
needs to be done? 由他们
自己组人大家来承担。
So this work of seniors appreciation lays on the first group.
无形当中就是在培养人才。
And gradually, you are actually training talents.
在去年九龙教会献堂的时候。
Last year in the Kowloon Church, when they were dedicating that church,
九龙的负责人就是这样，项目每各个项目呢，就交给这些年轻人去做。
For each work that needs to be done, the Kowloon board members would ask the youth to assist.
结果那个现堂里真的是井然有序，做得相当好。
And indeed, the whole event was done in a very orderly fashion.
大家都动员起来。
Because everybody worked together.
那也看出哪一个人真的是有办事能力、啊。
And in fact, you can actually point out which ones of them were very capable.
我们就找到人才了。
And unknowingly, you have found your talents.
那就是上面的意思可以下达到下面。
So the one on the top can relay his message to the ones at the bottom.
教会要做什么事情
？What the church needs to be done?
有时候讲台宣布。
Sometimes we will announce it on the pulpit.
但是还是会有一些少数人没有来。
But still, there's some who have not attended the service.
但是透过这个小组的时候，
But through the small group,
就很快的能够传达下去。
This message can be passed to them easily.
所以这个可以说是行事效率很，行政效率很好。
So we can say that the administrative work can be done very effectively.
那么下情可以上通。
And the opinions of the ones at the bottom can reach to the top.
有一次我们为了婚事教会，就开始筹募基金要买会堂。
Once we wanted to establish a second church, so we decided to raise funds for that.
大家正积极在募捐的时候
，While everyone was actively raising funds,
有几个弟兄就来找我了。
Some brothers came to me.
传道，我们应该去买一部交通车吧。
He said, "Preacher, don't you think we should have a transport vehicle?"
这个将近30年前的台湾。
That was about 30 years ago in Taiwan.
那时候我们传道人去访问了，都骑那个 motorcycle。
At a time when we preachers go out visiting members, we would ride on a motorcycle.
那时候教会还没有汽车。
At that time, the church does not have any car.
那这些弟兄就说：“我们来买一部车吧。”
So the brothers said, "Let us buy a car."
因为我们的孩子啊，要来聚会很不方便。
Because it is inconvenient for our children to come to church.
所以我们弟兄买了车，会轮流来开车。
So when the church purchased a car, all the brothers would take turns driving.
我说不好吧，我们才在募捐呢，募捐要盖会堂。
I said that is not a good idea because we're trying to raise funds to build a second church.
跟我讲传道，你不用担心。
And they said to me, "You don't have to worry, preacher."
募捐会堂钱我们不会动的。
We will not touch the funds that was for the purchasing of a chapel.
积了一点钱来买。
We have put aside some funds for the car.
以后有人有乐意要奉献，再还给我们。
So if anybody later on are willing to offer their funds towards the car,
we'll
gladly take the rebate.
告诉负责人。
So I related their ideas to the board members.
负责人也觉得说。真的有必要买这交通车。
The administrative board felt that it is indeed vital to have a car.
所以就答应他们去买吧。
So the board gave them permission to buy a car.
一个礼拜里面就把车子买回来。
And the car was purchased within a week.
他们就开始来服务这些小弟兄小姐妹。
And these brothers would then service the younger brothers and sisters.
这就是说，我们弟兄姐妹有什么事情要做。
This is what we meant by if brothers and sisters have something they want to do.
有时候负责人没有想到
，and that the administrative board has overlooked.
我们这就有管道可以通到上面去。
Then you have a way to relate your idea to the board members.
所以这个就是有这样的果效。
And this is one of the effect of having.
然后呢，我们侍奉就变得更简单了。
And therefore, we have make the work of serving God easier.
当有这个美好的团契，那些负责人工作很轻松。
When we have a good relationship and a fellowship, the work of the leaders are easier.
连我当传道的都觉得很轻松。
Even myself as a preacher, I feel that my workload has lessened.
因为事情弟兄姐妹都来承担了。
Because a lot of the work has been carried out by the brothers and sisters.
所以最后呢，我们就谈到这健康的家庭小组团契带给我们很多好处。
Next, we're going to talk about the benefits that these healthy fellowships bring to the church.
因为彼此的造就啊，灵性就成长。
Because they inspire one another, therefore the spirituality grows.
那么家庭信仰就能够扎根。
And the faith in the family can take root.
信徒因为彼此的互助，对教会有归属感。
And because the members help one another, therefore they feel that they are closely tied to the church.
那我们有很多侍奉机会给信徒去做。
And we have many opportunities for members to serve God.
所以人才得到栽培。
And thus we have trained some talents.
那么活泼的生命带动了宣道。
And a vibrant energy has brought forth evangelism.
就像我刚刚所见证的。
Like unto what I said earlier.
那些弟兄们呢，花了七年时间把一个行邪术的带来。
Some brothers spent 7 years to bring a sorcerer to the Lord.
当我们要带慕道者的时候，不是我们一个人带。
Well, we are to bring a true seeker to the Lord. It's not done by us.
大家互相帮忙。
It's not done by one person. Rather, it's done by the group.
所以我们对宣道就有那种的信心。
So that you will have faith in your evangelical work.
更何况教会是一个爱的教会。
So let us not even mention that our church is a church of love.
更让我们有那种的信心了吧。这个朋友带到教会来。
And this should give you enough faith to bring your friends to the church.
同时教会有一种属灵的战斗力。
And of course, the church also have the spirit to battle.
圣经预言末世的时候教会要受逼迫。
The Bible prophesies that in the end days, the church will be persecuted.
可那时候连传道人都没有。
But at that time, we don't even have pastors.
教会还是一样成长。
But the church still would improve and grow.
所以有一次
So once,
我所属的教会要联合布道会了。
The church I'm familiar with was going to conduct an evangelical service.
但是我被调出一个月。
But I have been sent somewhere else for a month.
负责人很紧张。
And the board members were very anxious.
我希望把传道调回来。
They were hoping that I could be sent back.
但是总会不许可。
But the the General Assembly would not permit this.
那就只有他们自己做。
So the board members had to do it themselves.
竟然想不到，那一次灵恩布道会。
Unexpectedly, at that spiritual convocation, the evangelical service,
受洗的人将近40个。
There are almost 40 candidates for baptism.
那这些谁在做
？Who has done these work?
其实这些小组平常他们在做。
It was actually these small groups that have been doing such work in their daily lives.
没有传道的时候， 教会也要在发展。
So this is to say that without a pastor, the church must also develop and grow.
啊，所以教会发展成败的关键呢，就是在我们如何啊来推动这个家庭小组的团契。
So the success or failure of a church lies on how we promote this small group, family-based small group fellowship.
我们就可以预见到教会未来发展的美景。
Then you'll be able to foresee the growth of the church in future.